Oh yeah, what the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Blunder podcast. Coming up is a very short snippet from one of the pods of Christmas that I recorded exclusively for Patreon. You can find the full versions at patreon.com/genderblunderpodcast. My particular guest in this episode, of course, is Sir Michael of Bartlett, Mickey Bartlett. Couldn't record a series without including him, the OG Gender Blunder guest. Always funny, and you know, you could guess right now what we end up talking about. There's a lot of penis talk, there's a lot of porn talk, we talk about his ailments. It's more of an intervention than it is anything, but it's absolutely hilarious, and the full version of that is available on patreon.com/genderblunderpodcast. If you go in at the £5 Pro Elite tier, you can get those six podcasts. It's about 10 or 11 hours of podcast to listen to. You can get access to last year's 12 Pods of Christmas. You can get access to comedy specials, my last year's set at the SSA Arena. And coming up in January, we've got more specials going on there. The sort of full behind-the-scenes documentary and stand-up from my SSA show this year. And it's all over there. Patreon.com/GenderBlunderPodcast. Enjoy this snippet, and hopefully see you over on the Patreon. Cheers. Big kisses.
I was in a shop this morning and saw two fellas order from a deli and assume it was a Subway.
Was it you and a
your dad? Just two guys in fleeces. And they're like, no fucking, no lettuce we're not having and that breakfast wrap. Yeah. She's like, no, it's sausage and a fried egg. And he's like, no Southwest sauce or nothing. I thought you would have asked me, like, if I fucking...
Did they see the Subway sign? Is this in Lurgan?
Yeah, they saw a Subway sign and went, this must be it. But they were standing at the post office. Yeah. And I just did that, you know, like in a queue, seeing somebody else be rude.
Yeah.
And I went, I had to leave. I couldn't even fucking, didn't even get my breakfast. Had to get a yogurt.
What were you looking?
That's bad.
That's bad. Oh, I got
just taking my tablets with.
I got... I love that. It says don't eat it on an empty stomach.
So I'm going to get two.
Here we are, we have Ballybuster frying and full mods. I wouldn't want it to hurt my tummy.
Any more jambons, I'd take my tablets, no?
Not well. I have a wee bit of medication to take here, so can I get a 16-inch pepperoni passion? Because I have a wee tablet.
Pepperoni passion is what I do.
Looks like a pepperoni, smells like a pepperoni.
Just red oil comes out of it.
When it heats up, it's just got red oil seeping in. What does your cock most look like? Food, what food stuff most looks like your dick?
Oh shit, I'm think. Millions.
It's essentially a bag of warts.
What would it be? Fuck, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked that.
Just millions.
Cannolis. Cannoli Alvarez. I don't know. I'm actually now going to try and really find something accurate.
I think... mine would be like a small sweet potato.
Yeah.
You need to get a more longer sweet potato.
Yeah, mine would be just be like...
And I'm talking colour and texture.
Mine would be, do you know whenever you pull a carrot out of a bag, and you go, fuck that one.
One's off. That was black and squishy.
Doesn't taste right.
Because I remember like back in the day of... was it Geordie?
Mine would be just when you pull a carrot out of a bag and it's covered in fucking herpes. That's my dick.
Do you know a sausage when it's got gonorrhea? That's my dick. Like a pepperami with warts in it.
Do you ever see AIDS on a bueno?
No, but I'd probably still eat it.
AIDS on a bueno sounds like a fucking opera singer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's on a bueno. My balls. Anyway, any other crack?